My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Linda, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. You trying to explain away that man purse sounds like what the Biden White House is doing, trying to explain away that debate. It's not working. We all know you're carrying a purse, so either accept it or get rid of it.
Well, I'm going to get the most masculine guy in the bar tomorrow. I don't know if that'll be Dan. Oh, my God.
What rivalry kind of bar is slowly that? Building. Between
I'm going to say that. Yeah.
This nude court debate between right. You two is going to be fantastic.
I'm going to get Johnny Z to rule on that tomorrow. Jeff Andrew, sartorially splendid. I'm going to ask him, is this a man purse?
First topic of the moot court debate. There you go.
There you go. Yep. That's number one. So, Linda, interested in your take, election laws, your main area of divorce, and, you know, general practitioner, I know that. The Biden thing of swapping him out, how does this play out, particularly in the swing states and the like? Is it as easy as they say it is, or each day that goes by, I would assume it gets more difficult?
Right. So, well, in May, when we voted, we actually voted for the delegates that are going to go to the convention. And then when the delegates get to the Democratic convention, they're going to elect the, their nominee. And we all voted for, there are people who voted for Biden delegates. That's who they would want to elect at the convention unless Biden steps out. So if he steps out, what we're going to see is fights to try to get those delegates to vote for an alternate candidate. So if it's people for Camilla, people for Newsom, whoever the names are. So there's going to be a lot of infighting about who those delegates are going to vote for. And whatever happens, you're going to have a lot of very disappointed people. So it's not necessarily as easy as everybody, you know, says it's going to be. It still can be done in Pennsylvania because we don't we wait until after the convention for them to notify the Pennsylvania Department of State about who should be on the ballot. So he can still get, or whoever the nominee is still can get on the ballot in Pennsylvania. I know that might be an issue in other states, but it's not as easy as just swapping out.
Okay, yeah, that's the point. And we've been looking at even the money transfer. At a certain point, who does that go to? And I think even some Democrats said Kamala Harris is on the ticket, at least would be through the convention as a VP. If nothing else, she would have access to that. It would probably go to the DNC, and then it gets dicey exactly what happened. So my point is not that they can't overcome this, but Republicans have to hold their feet to the fire to make sure they're following the law, because I'm not sure if you remember, Linda. I remember, and it was exactly what the Democrats do. Robert the Torch Torricelli got into trouble, senator in Jersey, 5 days before the election. They tagged him out, and put Frank Lautenberg in, and he won.
Right, yeah, that happened in Jersey. And, you know, something similar happened in Philadelphia in one of the state house races where this was a few years ago, and I don't remember the guy's name, but I sued to get him off the ballot because he didn't live in the district. And
okay.
he didn't, and I won in the Commonwealth Court. It was a district in West Philly, and the court ordered him off the ballot. And then the Dems tried to nominate somebody new to put on the ballot, but under Pennsylvania law, if you're off the ballot, if you're ordered off the ballot, there is no mechanism for replacement. So we were successful in not having anyone on the ballot. For the Dems. Unfortunately, the Republicans still lost in that district because it's like a 90% Democratic district, and they had a write-in campaign. But that was an example of really trying to force them to follow the law.
Exactly. And I know you're on top of all of this. The other good news, NBC News wrote a big piece going wild, saying this is exactly what we don't want, this preoccupation of people like you and Lara Trump and others with who knows how many tens of thousands of poll watchers and custody watchers and all that. They're appalled by it. And Linda, our hurdle here, I guess, is we have suburbanites, as you know, that would go into these polling places in Philadelphia, I think. Other states allow it. Are we ever going to see that where you don't have to live in that city or in that municipality in order to poll watch?
Sure, if the Pennsylvania legislature gets its act together, but if they don't, then our law in Pennsylvania is that you have to be a registered voter in that county to be a poll watcher. And frankly, it's a little offensive that these outlets are acting like the Republicans are doing something wrong by recruiting poll watchers and poll workers. In fact, the Committee of 70 in their email yesterday came out and they said that that supporters of former President Donald Trump are preparing to challenge the November 5th presidential election should he lose again. And as outlined by the Washington Post, the Republican effort is multifaceted and includes such initiatives as encouraging people to be poll workers. How is encouraging someone to be a poll worker anything that should be called bad?
Let's take
Dan, part of our process.
Yeah, Dan, would you ask them to come on again? They're cowardly. I don't want to bring you into it, Linda, but, you know, I've often thought...
They're ridiculous, and they call themselves nonpartisan. They're ridiculous.
They are the most.
They're
fraudulent to me, not in the legal sense, but just in the public sense. That this has gone on for years, and they're brought on to every news show here in town, and they think your work here, which is laudatory, of getting all these people to be involved, what it takes, the nitty gritty of that, to sit in an election room 8 to 10 hours, whatever it is, Linda. Is amazing. This they ought to be celebrating you.
But Dom, Pennsylvania law provides for it. Pennsylvania law is designed so that the poll workers and polling places come from two different parties. Now, it doesn't always work that way because sometimes Republicans don't step up to the plate. So we have tons of districts in our 1,700 polling places in Philly where it is run exclusively by Democrats. And we're making a concerted effort to make sure that because we have the right as a minority party to be in a polling place, to make sure we have people in those polling places. And that's to work in a polling place. And for poll watchers, the law is very clear. Candidates and parties are permitted to have a poll watcher in the polling place. So McCormick, Trump, the three row office candidates, we could have five poll watchers in a polling place. Now, we're not going to have enough manpower for that, but that's provided for in the law. So to act like that's something that we shouldn't be doing, what are they telling us that we shouldn't follow the law? It's ridiculous. And it's just another way to just denigrate what are just election integrity efforts.
Yeah, and look, anybody should be allowed. It's their civic duty to challenge an election or parts of it or something you see so that everyone's on their toes and we reform it because God knows some of the things that were put in, like Zuckerbucks. We shouldn't have challenged that. We shouldn't have tried to take that out. Does the Committee of 70 really think that? No, there are a bunch of people that are in a little bubble. It's a kind of a uniparty, although mainly Democrats. And I've just never seen why we should have faith in them as any kind of watchdog. So, Linda, a couple of things. One, you told us that leftist interest groups in Washington County, PA, are trying to force the county to cure ballots, meaning telling you you can come in and correct them. Give me your thoughts on that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, they're not. So this lawsuit, I think, was just filed yesterday. And what they're asking the court to do is to compel the county to tell voters about the status of their ballot, provide voters with accurate and timely information regarding any errors they make, and then what they're calling properly entering the ballot in the SURE system so that if the ballot is rejected, if the person shows up on election day, they can vote by provisional ballot. Now, a big problem with that lawsuit is they're shifting the burden. So the burden is no longer on the voter to fill it out correctly. It's on the election officials to not only check and make sure it's filled out correctly, but timely get back to them before election day. That's not that easy. The county officials do not have email addresses and phone numbers for all of these voters, so I'm not even sure how they would contact everyone. In addition, what is really getting lost in this whole argument over the curing is that the election code says, and I quote, now I'm not reading off a teleprompter like Biden did. I mean, I'm actually saying, I quote, shall safely keep the ballots in sealed or locked containers until they are to be canvassed by the county board of elections. So upon receipt of the ballot, election counties are supposed to be putting these ballots in containers. There's nothing in the election code about checking them, correcting them, calling voters. That's something that these counties have just decided to do. And because the language is a little bit ambiguous, the courts have let them do it. So now this group out in Washington County is now asking for the counties to have that duty to contact the voters. That's a big shift in burden on those counties. And not every county has the manpower to do that. And I think it's going to create a lot of problems. But I think what the goal is to work through the counties and maybe get this up through the appellate courts.
Yeah, well,
right now, not every county cures.
The way I see it is the burden is on you. If you want to go mail in, which we support, then you have to be careful about this. That's your burden. The burden on others is to show up on election day and maybe wait in a long line. So, you know,
Right. Nobody
can do that work for you if you want to go that way. The other thing is this situation, this directive directing counties to pre-print the year on ballots in November. What's the issue there?
Right. Well, I mean, I predicted that was coming because in the primary, they pre-printed the 20 of 2024 and just asked the voters to fill in the 20 part, but people were still getting it wrong. So now they're telling counties to pre-print the entire year so that when you fill out date and sign your ballot, that you just have to write the month and the day. Now, I think that's a stretch for the Department of State, especially because when the legislature wrote the law, the legislature said that the voter must fill out date and sign. And I think there is something to be said for that type of routine, to fill out date and sign your ballot, because it shows that you're putting thought into it. It's you signing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's you dating it. I think that there's a lot of value to that. Secretary Schmidt obviously thinks otherwise. These Democrats obviously think otherwise because they're constantly trying to water down all of these requirements to basically take away these requirements, I guess, to reduce the amount of what they're calling mistakes. And I think it's a problem. And if not every county follows these directives on their envelopes, then we're going to have even more, you know, non-uniformity throughout the state.
Exactly. Linda, too, a big event we talked to you about with Lara Trump and then the head of the RNC, the other co-chair here in Philadelphia. So tell us again, if you still need people for anything, what they do, and where are we approximately? How do you feel about our suburban areas in Philadelphia?
Dom, I need thousands of people, so I need all of your listeners to go to protectthevote.com. So what we're doing is we're gathering all the names, and then we contact people and let them know how they can do a training. And we're offering multiple trainings a week by Zoom so people can get really familiar with the process. So I need people who are willing to go to polling places on election day from polls open at 7, they close at 8, but we do want you there at 6:30 a.m. By the way, I now know producer Dan has the stamina, because wasn't he on the radio yesterday for 8 straight hours?
Oh, come on. Wait a minute. Let's clear that up. He's in the producer's lounge here. Have you ever been here and seen the producer's lounge?
You know what, Elena, this gives me a good opportunity, because I've heard that a lot these past day, and it actually, a lot comes from Dom, the work ethic, because you have the true Iron Man of radio sitting across the glass from me, who does what I did yesterday on a regular basis. So don't mean to kiss your butt, Dom, but I just want to put that out there.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Thanks for conspiring to bring that up.
So I need people in the polling places. We need people to be at the centers to watch the counting. Again, the election code allows each candidate and the parties to have someone in there. So we have a lot of statewide candidates. We have president, we have McCormick and the Senate candidate, we have the three row offices, and then in every county there's other candidates on the ballot. So I have the ability to have watchers in there for each of those candidates watching the count. And transparency is so important. And if someone's in there watching, we can hopefully be sure that there won't be any shenanigans. I mean, transparency is just the best medicine for what is a really sacred event, a vote, an election. So this is so important, and I need people. I'm reluctant to kind of say exactly how many I have, because I don't want
the other side
to know.
Yeah. So where do you go again? What do you do?
Protectthevote.com. Protectthevote.com. You go, you sign up. We have people looking you up, making sure you're a registered voter, checking out where you're registered, and then we haven't started placing everybody yet, but what we start with is to get the training, and we have this great Zoom training, and we have multiple times during the week when you can sign on to it. I also need attorneys. Attorneys could either, the website for that is lawyers.protectthevote.com, or just sign up on regularprotectthevote.com and we'll find you.
Linda, thank you so much, and it's not a man purse. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.